Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And today's guest is Todd Sorrell and Millen Mulcahy. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. I'm the host, Rick Fox, as usual. And today's episode, I think, is just going to be chock full of information. So get out your pencils, get out your notepads, get out your iPad, whatever you write on, and get ready to learn. I'm really excited to have the co-founders, the dream team from ePay Policy, Todd Sorrell and Millen Mulcahy. Welcome to the show, boys.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for having us. Excited to be here.
And they're sitting in their office as we're recording this, staring at each other through a glass window. So if they cut each other off, you'll know there's a communication problem there. That's their problem, not ours. So good luck, boys. So I'm going to start with Todd, because Todd is the one that's been, he's a lot more similar background to mine. He's been around the industry for a really long time. He has a really fun story, kind of how he started and where he's at. So Todd, tell us your background, and then talk to me how that sort of shaped the way you are and the way you and why you're in this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you so much for having us, man. This is awesome. And my background is I have been around insurance for a while. My dad's an insurance agent, has been for close to 40 years. And so I'm an insurance brat, so to say, and ran up and down the halls of his agency as a kid. And so goes back quite a while. Someone asked me here a while back, you know, what was your first job? And quite honestly, my little brother and I in 1979 were emptying ashtrays in the producer's offices and getting a quarter each for those. And then we got the upgrade to the printer room, if there is even such a thing these days. It's kind of crazy. There's a printer room. Dot matrix. Yeah, machines were screaming. We had perforated paper and it was a mess, but been around it a long time. And got into the business full-time with in 02 with the premium finance company. And servicing several states in which we were licensed. And it's just that's been there ever since and never looked back, really. Things have changed in my role and in the way we've approached agencies today and our communication with agencies, and especially regarding technology. And jumped into payments and electronic payments with my co-founder in 2014. Really just saw a need there for a way for agents to take payments. And it really just sprung up out of premium finance. You know, there's two parts in premium finance. There's the financing side, but there's also that down payment. There's that collection up front. And so there's that transaction between an insured and an agent. And there's just a lot of friction there. We're hearing a lot of pushback from my premium finance clients saying, hey, Todd, how can you help us fix this? And it's like, well, I'm not really sure, but we do take MasterCard and Visa for installments once it's financed. Why don't we just like run maybe a down payment or two through our system and we'll just fund your account? And so that was really kind of how things kind of started as far as just that kernel of the idea itself. And then 2014, I met Millen at a one-year-old birthday party, and which you and I all know that a one-year-old birthday party is about smash cakes and the adults having a few cocktails. So met there and, you know, hey, got to talking about technology and talking insurance a little bit, and said, you know, got this idea. Let's have lunch and bat it around a little bit. And that was 2014. And 5 years later, we've it's just been on a rocket ship since and been an absolute ball.
Let me cut you off here because you're saying something there where I think it's really interesting. And by the way, when you two guys are not talking, hit your mute button. I'm getting a little bit of feedback and I don't like feedback. So hit your mute button. But Todd, I'm still on you. So you've been around, you guys have obviously been, I've never been to a show where I haven't seen you guys there talking to agents, talking to people. Todd, your perspective, talk to me about this industry as a whole and, you know, the way you have seen technology and the pace at which technology is not only changing day to day within the tech space, but how that technology is changing in the agency environment, in the carrier environment?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's been unreal, especially just let's just go back 5, 6 years and what we were seeing there with just the absolute almost elimination of fax machines. We were starting to see at that time fax lines tie into email servers. And so everything was starting to come electronic from that standpoint of communication from insurers and other clients. And after that, it just kind of really married up with the behavior of our society, people wanting on-demand items from where they are. They're on their smartphones, going back 5 years. So the velocity of which technology and its adoption among the insurance space has been truly unreal. I mean, the adoption of management systems, the adoption of electronic signatures, the adoption of e-forms. I mean, it is just, it's almost unreal, especially today. If you go to an InsurTech conference, InsurTech Connect or one of the others, you'll just see so much coming out in the way of InsurTech. You know, a lot of it will be sticky. Most of it won't. But it's just, it's amazing to what you're seeing, the money behind it and the investment dollars that are coming in from all over the world behind insurance today. And it's just been unreal what we've seen in the last 5 years. And you know, in regards to payments, you know, it's just gotten to be where the expectations of our clients, we just want to meet them there, right? So if you're shopping on Amazon, for example, and you get to the end, you've made your selection, you've done your review, you got the product, you're ready to go, and a window pops that says, mail us a check. I mean, what would you do? He'd be like, what? Are you kidding me? And you know, and I think people today in insurance are like that. They're like, hey, listen, you send me everything electronically. I've got that binder. I've got the policy. I've got the e-signature. I got to mail you a check now. And so it's just really, we've seen this evolution of people saying, hey, where's the solution for this? Where's the solution for that? And the demand's huge. And I think you're seeing a lot of solutions come to the table today.
So, and I agree with you on all points. And you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to be in this industry for a few years and see the velocity at which things are changing. And Millen and I met a while back at a show, and it was great to get a different perspective. And we've had other people on the podcast that have, Millen, you're from outside the industry. So give me the quick background on how you ended up here and also kind of your, any preconceived notions you might've had about the industry, what you were, you know, spot on about, what you might've been wrong about, and kind of where you see, you know, tech and how that's playing such a major role, not only the tech itself, but the pace at which the tech is evolving in the industry.
Yeah, sure. My background, that's you may have to remind me of a few parts of that question, Rick. It was quite complex there.
Write that down? Were you writing when I was? You should be writing down when I speak.
I wrote it down with my magic marker. I've got it here. So my background is product and tech. I'm from outside the insurance industry. Todd and I started the company 4.5 years ago, and that was really my jump off point. My oldest brother's in the insurance industry, though in a totally different realm. He's an actuary at the Texas Department of Insurance, so totally different angle. But I've always been fascinated by the insurance industry. As far as, you know, preconceived notions, I don't think I really came in with too many. I just came in kind of bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, wanting to learn about it because I just find the concept of insurance so fascinating, right, as an outsider. I think what I've learned, though, is kind of fascinated me. I've learned, and a lot of this I've learned working with Todd over the past 4.5 years, I've learned so much about how this industry is so relationship-based. It's about shaking hands and looking 100%. People in the eye. Yep. I mean, that I freaking love. The other thing that I get, I could just go off on a soapbox about this one, but I love the independent agent. I love the story. I mean, so many of the agents that we work with are, you know, they're either first generation agencies and they're going to be passing it down, or a second or third generation, they got it from their dad Yep. or their uncle or their grandfather or whatever. And it's just cool to see. And these are, and I consider small business owners, which is what a lot of these independent agents are. They're small business owners. I consider small business owners, farmers, and there's some other categories there that are literally the backbone of America. So I look at them and I'm fans of what they do because they're entrepreneurs. They're people that have gone out and started something. And when they're family businesses, I love them even more.
Yeah,
so I, It's awesome. And I think the stories are so fantastic. And then, but it's not even the small agencies either. I had the pleasure last week of, and this is, Levitt is by no means a small agency, but they are still a family agency, and in a lot of regards. And I got to see Dixie and Ann speak, and it blew my mind. I mean, they're just passion for the industry, their passion for the independent kind of operators that own their offices, and just the passion for them as a family. I mean, it's beautiful. So I didn't come in with too many preconceived notions. I try to come in blank slate, but I got to tell you, I'm blown away by just the passion that everybody has for the industry. And Todd always calls it the mafia, right? He says, once you're in the insurance industry, you don't get out. And there's no way out. There's no way out. And I feel like I'm hooked, right?
It's our Hotel California.
Right. And I'm not leaving, right? For better
or
for
worse. Millen, what's cool about what you said, coming from outside the industry, myself being an insider, is, you know, when people come in and they start to feel that, like you said, the passion, the camaraderie, and frankly, what I feel is, to your point of being entrepreneurs, you know, these guys and gals are business owners, and they could be doing any business. They could be selling mattresses or, you know, doing anything else, but they've chosen this profession that they're passionate about, that is so crucial to people's worlds. Like, that's the part of it for me. Like I've always said,
right,
when I was an agent, I could look in the mirror every morning and feel so good about what I was doing. And so having you come into the industry and have that same kind of feeling, that makes me feel good. I'm now an even bigger fan of you than I was, and I was already a fan.
Thanks, Rick.
I've got a shirt with your picture on it but I only wear it, you know, once or twice a week.
Yeah, I'm sure your wife loves that. Yeah, yeah. Sure works great.
One of my favorites. So I think if you could talk just a little bit, just to sort of go along with what Todd was talking about, you know, I think we're on this thing of evolution, or how the industry is evolving, how the tech is evolving, and the velocity that things are moving. Just give me your kind of feedback on that, being from the product side, being from, you know, a tech background. Talk to me about what you see, you know, what's happening and what's going to happen, and kind of where you're excited about.
Yeah. So permission to be frank, Rick.
Permission granted.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir. So I look, there's so much exciting stuff, right? And we go out to these conferences and I see these cool solutions out there. And the ones that get me really excited, super excited, are the ones that are really focused on the independent agent, or really focused on just the insurance industry as a whole. Like, this is it. This is what they do, which is what we do. We just focus on insurance, right? And by doing that, those solutions are the ones that get me excited, because they're able to dig deep into the industry, because all they focus on, right? And I'll use us as an example. All we talk to are independent agencies, yep, or I should, yep, say retail agencies as a whole, because not all, you know, and then premium finance companies and MGs wholesalers. That's it. Right? That is our world. And because of that, we're able to focus on and deliver solutions just to those entities. And we see others out there that are really focused on the industry. And I'll give a shout out to a few, right? Like Indio or Cotter Group, some of those guys. I mean, and there's others, right? Agency Revolution, right? They do some really cool things. They're just focused on the industry. Those are the ones that get me really excited, right? The part about being frank, the ones that don't get me super excited, right? I think there's so many great opportunities for agencies to continue to grow, and this low hanging fruit with, you know, I spoke to Ryan Deeds the other day about email marketing and touch points around customers and all these kind of low hanging fruit opportunities that agencies can use to grow. Sometimes, and this is just my own personal opinion, I think a lot of talk about like AI and blockchain and all that stuff is very distracting.
Yeah.
Because
and
I think
it's so broad. It's so vast. Like
it's so broad. Yeah. And if you think about it from like I'll drop a consulting term on you, right? Like you think about it from a capability maturity model, and you look at that as like a level 5, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm an independent agent here. I'm just trying to get my email server going. You know what I mean? Like I just want better email marketing.
Retention. I mean, what are we talking about?
I just want to get my Facebook page up and get some ads going on social, right? I mean, that's low hanging fruit that they can go tackle, and great, like AI and blockchain and all these things are, I'm sure, fantastic. And we should all read books about it just to get familiar. But really, there's some great low hanging fruit that out there and some great solutions focused just on the insurance industry that get me super pumped.
Well, and I think when you talk about that kind of stuff, you know, if you're listening to this, obviously, you know, the whole point of our podcast is to generate awareness and intrigue and interest in doing new things to make agencies better. And the things you're talking about, Millen, is, again, you know, we don't need a Ferrari if we don't know how to drive it yet, right? We can, let's just get from A to B by doing something. If your agency is super tech forward, you know, some of this stuff is, I've heard it. If it isn't, or you're trying to be, you know, baby stepping into some of that stuff, trying new things, little efficiency gains that make big differences in the lives of your agents. I mean, sorry, of your consumer, your client, but also for your staff. That's where the real benefit is. I think Millen, you nailed that. So that takes me to another point when I talked about these tech forward agencies. Last year was the first annual InsurTech Award that you guys created. And Todd, tell me about, like, I think it's so cool. And tell me about it. Like, where did that idea come from and how did it come to be? And I know you're getting ready to do year two. So talk to me about it, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just want to add one more thing to what Millen was saying a little bit earlier, and kind of what you said about tech forward agencies. You know, when I think of tech forward agencies today, it's tech mandatory. You have a brand today. I mean, you're an insurance agency, you have a brand and it's in the marketplace. Now it may be good, bad, and different, you know, but you have a brand that is out there and there's a reputation tied to that brand. And what we see in some of these really successful agencies from around the country, and the common thread, the ubiquitous theme we see a lot of these guys do, is that they're in their community. You know, they're supporting local charities. They're doing the fish fries or at the Rotary Clubs. They are all in their communities. And the ones that are tech forward are taking that mentality and taking those efforts and turning it around and saying, okay, cool. How do I do this online? How do I develop a digital brand, a digital marketplace, and apply all those efforts in that feeling behind that brand and convert that online so that I can reach those in the marketplace that are online and not walk in my storefront off Main Street, but find them online because they're looking for my solutions.
I was at a show recently and someone said this on stage and they said, what is your legacy of your agency? And it's to your point, you know, you've got an older, you know, the seasoned, experienced, first generation, 40 years in the biz, at the Rotary, doing all of the things. And that's great. And that's the legacy. But what you're talking about is extending that legacy to the masses, extending that brand.
That's right.
Your brand equity to the masses is where you don't have to change who you are or what you stand for, but you get this ability to sort of let everybody know about it, right? And that's I think where you're going, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's here, and there really should be a sense of urgency with agencies today to just try to like figure this out. Like you're saying, you don't need a Ferrari, but let's just get a Chevy. You know, let's just get a 4-cylinder Chevy and let's just figure this out. Let's start with a Facebook page. Let's start like interacting with people on there, just like you would, you know, your neighbors, right?
Yeah,
and totally. And build that brand online. It does start, like Millen said, that low-hanging fruit. Figure it out. Put a little plan together, simple as it is. And it's building blocks, right? I mean, you don't go in and open your agency and have a storefront and 20 employees and, you know, 30 million in premium. It doesn't start that way. It's small blocks at a time. Same thing online. You know, you just
Todd, stop going off on tangents and tell me about the award.
Oh man. Yeah, we like to talk over here, don't we, Millen? Anyway.
We yap a little bit.
Yeah. I knew I was gonna
the
have
award's
to
awesome.
I was gonna have to ring.
Yeah, thank you for bringing up
the call. It's gonna be 6 hours long.
All good.
Listen, you know, the next VIP was something... it's 6 hours and 22 minutes long. Yeah. Guys from ePay Policy. Yeah.
The award is something we started last year. This is our second year. We just launched it. Actually, yesterday went live with our applications online at InsureTechAward.com. And the award really is, the purpose behind it is to put the spotlight on an agency or agencies that we feel have adopted and implemented InsureTech technology at their agency for growth and sales and marketing and operational efficiencies and productivity. That's the goal of the award. And at the same time, we gathered such a ton of information just about agencies and what they're doing and what's out there. And so the award really is just to kind of say, hey, what are y'all doing in the marketplace? What's working for you? What's not? And we, and of course, the last year, GNS Insurance out of San Jose, California, they were our winners. We did the whole Ed McMahon thing, the cake, and had the big check and balloons. And we did an award presentation with them. And we do a prize. It's about a $7,500 prize package we put together. And it's just one of those things where we just put, man, let's put a spotlight on our industry. You know, it does that too. So there's a spotlight out there. You know, we do, you know, hey, listen, when we're looking for talent in our space, we just don't do a really good job of telling the whole world, hey, this is what independent agencies do. This is how we deliver solutions for all your businesses in your community. And so anyway, the award helps do that a little bit too. It kind of puts that out there that, hey, there's you know, there's this award that we really kind of want to highlight. Some agencies are doing things great, and let's just take those benchmarks those things they've done great and share that with the others. Tell others kind of what's brought them success, what's working for them. You know, listen, agents share with other agents. Agents buy from other agents. It's a tight-knit community, as you know. And so the award was really built around that.
Well, and it feels like what I know of it, it's starting to take on a life of its own, which I think is so great. And Millen and I were talking about it, and I thought the most important thing that he said was he started talking about how many people he got to talk to in the space. Like how much, I mean, again, and those of you that don't know these guys, they are just sponges looking for more information and more intel on this industry. And Millen, talk to me about, you know, the conversations and the findings that you were able to have through the process of this award last year and now as you go into this year.
Yeah, I mean, we're you know, like you said, we're a curious bunch, right? And so we're constantly talking to our customers and then people that aren't even our customers, like if they're in the award, and we're talking to them from two different angles, right? One is just our myopic lens of payments, because that is our point solution that we offer. Though I had no idea payments could be so complex and all the different solutions we can provide in that. So that just continues to grow, and we always turn a corner and there's something new and new opportunity for us to provide to our clients.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, Millen. You guys do payments? I didn't even know that.
But so there's that myopic view, right? The InsureTech Award is our great opportunity to branch outside of that, right? The InsureTech Award, by the way, and I think, I don't know, Todd, if you covered this, but it's not like we don't plug that because we make money off of that. We literally take money out of our pockets and give it away as an award.
Yeah,
so, and there's folks like Mike Stromso that give away consulting hours and all that as part of the award. There's some cool things that go with that. We do it because it's fun. We do it because we're fans of the independent agent, right? Like, but it's also just a great excuse to talk to independent agents about all things that are not payment related, right? We want to know about how they grow their agency. We want to know about how they market. We want to know about how they handle retention and how they take care of their team internally and how they message their team internally and how they run payroll, for example. It's just all these little questions that we get to learn about, because like I said, at the end of the day, they're just small to medium-sized business owners, a lot of these independent agents. And it's just fun to see how they run and operate their business and what makes them tick and what they're interested in.
Tell me a little, give me a few examples. Like, what did you find where you're like, huh, that's interesting? Or man, this agency could change the way they did business by this simple kind. Like, talk to me about that kind of dig in one layer deeper for me on findings. Like, what, you know, give me a few examples.
Yeah. So I'll switch gears for a second. I was talking to Ryan Deeds last week about email marketing. That's one of them. But you know, another one like Todd brought up and we brought up earlier was social. I mean, a lot of these agencies don't have a social presence on Facebook or anything like that. And a lot of them don't do any kind of online advertising. And a lot of them don't do my favorite thing that we do. And frankly, we don't do enough of. There's no way you can do enough of this, which is testimonials. Yeah. I freaking love a good testimonial. Oh my God, I love a good testimonial. And so, you know, when we talk to a customer, sometimes we just whip out the phone and go, "Hey, can I just record you saying that?" Because sometimes we run into a customer and they'll riff about something that was cool about what they liked about what we provide. Well, sometimes we'll just take out the phone and go, "Hey, can I record that?" And we'll just get the recording. And it's not professional, but doesn't need to be, right? Yeah. It's authentic, and that's what matters, right? Yeah. And if you're an agent, And you get a testimonial, like, think about what you can do with that. You can just put that in an email and blast it out to your customers and say, "Hey, check out this testimonial from somebody that just bought, you know, whatever policy for me. And you know, we match your budget, their coverages, and blah, 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 and got them really taken care of. And they're so happy with the service that our CSRs provided and all that other stuff." Like, that doesn't even necessarily need to go out to your prospects. Even if it goes out to your customers, it reminds your other customers how freaking great you are and why they should stay with you, right? So it's just, there's just little things out there that are just practically free that take just a little bit of energy that I think agencies could take advantage of. And like I said, we're not perfect either. We have to do that too, but it's just a reminder that we're all kind of in that same boat together sometimes, you know?
Well, and I've said this before and people are going to start rolling their eyes that I say it so much, but that's how important I think it is. There's so many agencies out there right now that are saying, "Well, we're a referral business. We work on referrals." Okay. That's awesome. But today's referral is different than yesterday's referral. Today's referral is, to your point, what you're saying, Millen, it's a go to my, okay, so you and I are friends. You tell me about this insurance agent. I am not going to instantly call that insurance agent. Today's consumer is going to go check you out online. And what Todd said about your brand, what is your brand? First, that's what I'm going to see. The second thing I'm going to look at is what is your value add to me. If your last blog post was 6 years ago, that doesn't tell me a good thing about your agency. If you have a testimonial right there that's either a recording or a quote that says, "Man, this agent is the best and their service is great. Ask for Katie," or whatever, then that referral is doubly solid because you got the referral from the human and then you went and checked them out. And that, so I think you're so right with that, Millen, that level of engagement changes now with today's consumer into a way that I think Todd said tech mandatory. I was talking to Doug Moore the other day. You guys know Doug. Doug just called it table stakes. Like, that's table stakes now. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, so tell them again the website so that people can go check out this really cool award, get involved with it.
Yeah, it's insuretechaward.com. It's free to apply, and at the end you're going to get a score back from us. We call it the ITA score, Insurance Technology Adoption Score, and that's really just going to be a free report from us to you based on your questions, and we're going to give you some recommendations out there too. Some of the recommendations we give is, hey, try out Slack. You know, it's an inner office communications software that's free that you can use really to just get rid of all of the different versions of emails back and forth in the inner office. But just ideas like that, you know, HubSpot, and there's all kind of other things that we kind of put into that ITA score as far as recommendations and just let them know where they are.
And if you're looking, if you're out there and you're looking for that baby step, you're looking for a way, these guys are giving you free stuff right here, free information on how you can make your agency better. I'm a big fan of the award, guys, insuretechaward.com. All right, let me change gears on you here. We were talking the other day and you guys said this phrase and I want you to kind of just explain it to me. You said the golden solution. What does that mean to you? Tell me about that. Either of you. Shoot. Go ahead.
So the golden solution for us in the you know, for us, and I'll go back to, you know, our philosophy on how we approach the industry, right? Hyper focused on the industry, number one. And this is going to sound super cheesy and basic, but this is literally all
you're
we do,
saying, right? It not Todd, so it won't be quite as cheesy. Sorry, Todd.
Awesome.
Sorry,
awesome.
Todd.
Yeah. but it's like we do these really basic things, right? We're hyper focused. We spend a lot of time talking to our customers and asking them for feedback all of the time, right? And then we do the other thing, which is we actually incorporate that feedback. And then the other thing is you in the insurance space, right? And in any industry, really, but in the insurance space, it's about connecting the solutions, right? So we provide this point solution, right? And then Vertifor has their fantastic management systems. And so we're able to say, okay, we talk to a customer and they go, hey, I have this pain point and I want to do XYZ, but it's in payments, but I also needed to do this with my management system. And then we can walk over to Doug and team at Vertifor and say, hey guys, here's what our joint customers are telling us. They want this, this, and this to happen. They want producer payables out of AIM, or they want an integration with AMS 360 or whatever. How do we come together and make that happen? And part of us focusing on the industry and having this great relationship with Vertifor allows us to say, okay, like, let's pick up the phone, talk to Vertifor. Vertifor is receptive. They get on the phone with us. We work together and we build out these complete solutions where we tie our products together. And that to us is the golden solution. I mean, that's why we've now integrated with all five of Vertifor's management systems. It's like, it's just a hyper focus on an industry and then listen, being a good listener to your customers. And that's really it. It sounds cheesy, but that's literally all we do.
I love that. And the fact that you have a name for it and that you follow it is, you know, that's half the battle. And I will just, let me just add to that. It's thank you so much for all of the Vertifor love there, but that is not a Vertifor specific answer. That is open architecture in the space where you have technologies talking to each other, whatever companies that are open, that are letting you do that, that's how you get efficiency in your agency. And that's what we're trying to drive toward it with these conversations. We're talking to really smart tech people that are doing really cool things, and we're getting them to really kind of figure out, help you figure out how to make your agency better. Okay, I want to go to a little bit of I want to tie back into where Todd's kind of started with his background, and he talked a little bit about ePay. These guys are ePay Policy. This is not a plug for their business, but it is to me, and the reason I asked these guys to be on the show is this is an easy way for you to make your agency better. If you're not currently using electronic payment technology, whether that's ePay or any of their competitors, you're missing a spot in your agency to be better. So guys, talk to me a little bit specifically about why that's so important. What you do as a company is so important to a small agency, a medium-sized agency, a giant agency, to make that, make it hum. Like to your point, you talked about writing a check. Nobody wants to write a check. But why does this not only give you credibility in the marketplace with the customers and the consumer, but just make that such a smoother process? Go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, what hits me immediately is that it's a win-win on both sides. Number one, the win is where the agency with electronic payments is meeting the expectations and the current behaviors of those insureds, of those consumers, and where they are. And where are they today? They're online doing business with their clients that way too. So when it comes time to make a payment, make it easy for them, meet them where they are. You know, we have some agencies out there that have just enabled their producers to go out and see a client about a renewal or new business, and they pull out their tablet or smartphone, and the insured makes a payment right there. So what does that do on the agency side? What's the win for the agency in this scenario? Is the agency gets, they speed up receivables, They can bind business right there because there's no excuses of, hey, yeah, I'll mail you a check. I'll have somebody send that to you. The check comes in, it's not signed, or it's partial paid, or they never mail it. So there's earned premium the agency could be liable for. All those problems wrapped around shuffling paper from point A to point B, it removes all of that. Right. So I always tell this example, 4:45 on a Friday, I got an agency who has an effective date that day. They have to collect a payment from a client in another state. How would you do that? Because you can't wire anything after 3 p.m. Eastern. You can't ACH.
Right.
You know, but with ePay Possible, with electronic payments, what that allows you to do is to send them a link. They make a payment. E-receipts go to everyone. That's your payment notification. Now you don't have to play, you know, well, weekend roulette. Do they are they really covered over the weekend? Because here comes Monday. Maybe they had a claim over the weekend, yep, and you didn't get that check till Monday or Tuesday. How does that play out in the minds of the brokers or carriers? You know, that's, it could be very sticky there. So it's a win on the agency side because they're getting that money quicker. Their books and bottom line reflects that, and they're just had and the accounting team, they can track and reconcile it so much easier than a check.
And again, that to me feels like table stakes. That feels like tech mandatory to me. And I like I said, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing. It's another way to make an agency, just like you said, that's a win-win. That's really good stuff. Okay, so. Before we wrap up, I end every podcast the same way. We're about to record this little segment right here separately. We're going to put it into a time capsule, putting you on the spot, putting it into a time capsule. We're going to bury it. Somebody's going to unbury it tomorrow, a year, 3 years from now. What is your one big piece of advice? The recording starts now, and I'll put Todd on the spot first. Go.
My big piece of advice is just do what you say you're going to do. Just commit to what you put out there, product or service, commitment, promise, just live to that.
I love that. I think that's, I mean, you could say that about anything in life, right? That doesn't necessarily have to be just for the insurance agent.
But it has meaning in insurance. Yeah, but insurance can really separate. Agents today can separate themselves because it's so relational than all of the online and the captives and the just everything out there that's somewhat noise that's trying to remove the agent or the relationship. Agents, this is the defining point by just doing that, by communicating and just doing what they're going to say with their clients.
I love it. Millen?
I would say mine isn't necessarily insurance related. It's just love yourself and the people around you and show passion in everything you do. That's it.
Wow. I love it. That too is like, it fits for your day at work. Love what you're doing, but it also fits for your life. So I love it. All right. So let me wrap this thing up. These guys are ePay Policy. They are part of the Vertifor Orange Partner Program. Like I said, I had him on the show because I knew they'd have a ton of information. Give me the website, how people can track you guys down, or LinkedIn, or how, if they want to get either of you, just talk to me.
Sure. epaypolicy.com. You can request a demo right there on our homepage for just a quick 10, 15 minutes just to check out what we do and how we do it. Maybe a great fit for you. And we'd love to show you what we're doing.
Millen? Millen, you still there?
I am here. Yeah.
LinkedIn, best way to get a hold of you guys directly through LinkedIn?
Yeah. Best way to get a hold of us is really go to our website. We've got, okay. I mean, there's always a human to reach. We have online chat. We have our toll-free number listed. You can drop us an email. You can hit us up on LinkedIn too. Todd and I can be found there, but definitely reach out to us too. There's real human beings here ready to chat anytime.
Guys, I really appreciate it. I'm glad we did this. Like I said, as anybody listening in can now know, you guys know what you're talking about. If you're at a show, any conference, you're going to find these guys. They're everywhere. And it's the passion that they talk about, that they love this industry. And I'm appreciative of you guys, appreciative of you being on the show. Thank you so much for your time, boys.
Thanks, Rick.
Rick, thank you, my friend. A lot of fun.
Thank you for listening to the Vertifor Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertifor.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.